Lawmakers in Washington have been doing other things, not just impeachment. Yesterday, the House of Representatives passed the Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act, demanding that the White House take a tougher stance opposing the mass detention of Muslim Uyghurs in western China. The bill now goes before the Senate. In response, China's government is lashing out at the U.S. China's foreign ministry says the legislation, quote, wantonly smeared China's counterterrorism and de-radicalization efforts, end quote. Uyghur activists disagree. Among them is Furkat Jawdat. He's a Uyghur American who lives and works as a software engineer in Virginia. Jawdat says the U.S. legislation will bring hope to people like his mother, who was recently detained by Chinese authorities for 15 months.
It is a huge step, especially for the people back home. We were kind of worried that they couldn't know about the bill, but actually the Chinese government did the job for us. Like, they just reported on all of their news channels, radio stations in whole China. So I hope the Uyghur people, they are listening, they are knowing what's really happening in the U.S. So it will give them at least some hope. I was trying to tell my mom, but I was scared myself too, but hopefully she will know through the Chinese government at least.
In re-education camps, is there information that's free-flowing? Do people get to watch uncensored TV? Would they even know about this?
It will be censored, but Uyghur people, they know what's really happening. I think they can pick up some signals. They can pick up some messages through those propaganda, at least. I really wanted to talk to some people in the region to see what they really think, but it's impossible for us.
And why is it impossible? Is it because a lot of them are detained?
That's one reason. And the second reason is, even though I can't talk to my mom, she was detained more than 12 months in the camp and more than 3 months in the prison. So she was released because of the international pressure. I can't talk to her right now, but her cell phone is monitored by the Chinese police. And then if we touch any sensitive topics or points as in their dictionaries, she will get in trouble the next day. When I call her, I can't even say Assalamu Alaikum. And then we cannot say Inshallah, or we cannot say Mashallah, or any kind of religious words. So I just start my conversation by, hi, mom. Hello, mom. How are you? But before that, before all this started, like, the first word we said is Assalamu Alaikum. It's just peace be upon you.
Right. So technically she's no longer in detention, but you feel like you cannot freely speak with her, nor can she freely speak with you.
Nah. It's not really about the terrorism or extremism. It's about the eradication of identity, history, culture of one nation, one group of people.
So you're in Virginia now, but the official arm of the Chinese government has labeled you, Furkat, a terrorist because of your activism. What does that mean actually for you in your day-to-day life?
Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's funny. If any viewers try to speak out for their parents or family members or for their people, they all get labeled as terrorist, extremist, or separatist. But I'm not a terrorist. I'm just a regular Uyghur American. Just because my mom was locked away in more than 15 months, I just started speaking out to save her.
Why do you think your mom got caught up in all this? Do you think she was an activist of any sort? Did she make herself especially public?
No. She was a teacher before I was born, and I'm the oldest. So once she had me, she just quit her job to become a full-time mom. My father came to the U.S. in 2006, and then we all tried all the legal ways to bring her to the U.S. She's not really like a religious person, and then she doesn't wear a scarf. And then she asked me to stop calling her. I stopped. But after a couple of days, she just calls me back because she's a mother. And then she's been living by herself in an apartment. She has to wake up by herself. She has to eat by herself. She has to sleep by herself. She just couldn't take it. She missed us so much. And then she just calls us back. But she doesn't say anything. She just cries, dear. And then she told me a couple of times that she's in trouble just because of talking to us. But I talked to her many times, and I told her many times that, Mom, it's not a crime to talking to your family members. But she was detained. So it's not because of what she did before. It was just because of having contact with anyone who traveled to abroad.
Furkat, if you could have an uncensored conversation with your mom, what would you say?
I really want to know what really happened to her during that 15 months, because that was the first time and only time that in my whole life that I wasn't able to talk to her. We all know what really happened in those places, but I really want to know from my mother's mouth. And then I really want to bring those people, especially the ones who put their hands on my mom, to the justice.
Furkat Jawdat is Uyghur and a U.S. citizen who lives and works as a software engineer in Virginia. His mother spent more than a year in detention in China but still can't travel to the U.S. to rejoin her family. Furkat, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.